Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome back to the Blue Room EWFC podcast with me, Peter McFarlane. We are grateful to be basking in the glow of positivity that is emanating from Walton Hall Park at the moment. And I am delighted to be joined once again by the number one shining ray of positivity herself, the one, the only, the fabulous Miss Sarah Halpin. Sarah, how are we?
Oh, well, as always, Pete, I'm much better after that wonderful introduction. I feel about 10 foot tall. So, yeah, I love that. And absolutely, you're so right. You know, I think it's safe to say that all Evertonians' heads are spinning a little bit at the moment with everything that's going on, without going too much into that. So to see our women absolutely flying, it's just a delight and a much needed positive in what's been a tough period. So yeah, so much positivity, Pete.
It's been just what I've needed. Certainly the last 2 weeks in particular, the two home performances, back-to-back home performances have been incredible. Just everything you want to see from Everton side, isn't it? You know, we've now won three league games on the bounce. Scored three goals in each, goals from all over the pitch. It's really starting to click now for Brian Sorensen, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, it all kind of started. I feel there's been a lot of games this season where we've competed but not got the result against the bigger teams, if you like, to use that phrase. You know, the standard ones that you expect to win most weeks, your Chelsea's, your City's, your Arsenal's. And, you know, we ran City, Chelsea and Arsenal close, actually. I think Manchester United was a game that I think was probably the only one this season where we weren't really up to our best. But after getting those ones out the way, those tough fixtures, we've, you know, found Spurs, I thought, was a real turning point before Christmas. To get that game to go ahead in the first place was an achievement in itself. The staff shoveling snow off the pitch, I think, epitomises the character and desire of this group and Brian Sorensen. And, you know, we went there and as he says, we killed them. And then, you know, to have the break and come back into the new year with wins against a very, very good, tough to beat Reading side. And the same will go for West Ham, you know, neck and neck with them in the table. We level on points, and to come away from there with a 3-0 win at Walton again was massive. And as you say, it's coming together. We seem to have a real identity about the way we play now. And I think Brian's ideas and Stephen's ideas and the way they want to play, the players are getting it now. It's starting to come into fruition. And yeah, as you say, it's just a really, really great time for Everton women.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely spot on everything you say there. I mean, even going back to that run of fixtures before we went on this nice little run, you know, we did play those top teams back to back. But the impressive thing for me was we were, like you said, we were in every single game, weren't we? You know, last season we struggled. We really struggled when it came to those sorts of games. You know, we were conceding for, you know, 3 and 4 goals every time we played them. Whereas this season, like you say, we've been in with a shout for, you know, right till the end of each game. And I think that has probably instilled a bit of confidence in the players as well, where now we've come into our own a little bit. We're playing teams who are very good sides, by the way. Mm-hmm. Our levels haven't dropped. We're actually growing week by week. And it's just incredible to see. And, you know, when things start to click all over the pitch, you start seeing goals from everywhere. And like, you know, like we just touched on, even if you just look at the last three games, you know, Kacisnoyce has got two goals, one against Tottenham, one against Reading. Jess Park scored against Tottenham and Reading. Unfortunately, Gio had to go back to Arsenal. We miss you, Gio. Gabby George scored an absolute rocket against Reading. Karen Holmgaard got the first against West Ham. Meg Finnegan scored the second against West Ham. And then Aggie Beaver-Jones scores an identical goal to Gabby George. that is incredible, by the way. But just to touch on certainly from our point of view, for Gabby's goal and Aggie's goal, they've both been nominated for goal of the month, haven't they? How do you pick between those two?
Oh gosh, I mean, it's almost impossible, isn't it? Because it's incredible to see. I think if you've seen on the Instagram and stuff, they've done like a side by side of the two goals as well. And they're almost identical. Oh gosh, how are you meant to pick?
I won't ask you to pick.
I'll just say they've got different reasons. Aggie's, you know, obviously 200th league goal for Everton, so that's really special. But if you're gonna go on sort of technicalities, Gabby's was first, wasn't it? Aggie just copy her?
Do you know what as well? Gabby. Right, she's got, I mean, obviously left-footed centre-half, playing left-wing back a lot this season. What a right foot she's got on her, by the way. I know that she's sort of been threatening to do that for a long time, hasn't she? And I feel like with her playing a slightly more advanced role with that wing-back position, I feel like she's getting more and more adventurous going forward. But wow, I'll be honest, I did not expect that. That was incredible. So make sure anyone who's listening, get on the Everton website or get on the Everton Women's Twitter. And just have a look at those goals. Absolutely incredible. And so, and talking about the official site as well. You've done some fantastic interviews yourself. Always love your content when you go into Finch Farm. But one of the things this week, again, everyone check it out. You went in. It was the day before yesterday, wasn't it? A couple of days.
Yes,
ago.
Yes, Thursday. I can't keep track of the days, but yeah, Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday. You were in, and one of the things that really stood out to me was just. It was the togetherness of the squad. The togetherness of the squad was incredible to see. Like every single video, they're all chatting away. They're all like laughing, joking. I mean, the team morale must be sky high at the moment.
It is, you know, and it is like that. The girls, there's constantly like laughter, like positive chat going on amongst the group. It's a proper team. And when I say laughter, don't get me wrong, you know, when the sessions are on, the focus and the intensity and the levels, everybody demands the best of themselves and of their teammates. And that's exactly what you want to see. But then you can also see the kind of camaraderie and the warmth between them and just the feel good factor. And obviously, you know, that does come with winning games. When you're winning games, you all feel better. You all feel happy. You all feel more together as a group. But, you know, you've only got to look at where we were last season. And again, don't want to dwell on that too much because we're in such a positive place and we're doing so well. But just to go from there to where we are now, I think, you know, Brian deserves enormous credit for that as well as the team and the staff, because it's just a really, really great atmosphere to be around, a great group to be around. You know, I go into the training ground with the girls and I'm just bouncing around, that you just feel good, you know, and it's exactly what you want to see. Obviously as an Evertonian, to see that kind of environment, just you just buzz off it really, and you can see that that's being carried into games now. The feel good factor between the teams, the manager, the fans, we're all really, really together. And I think that's what's going to take us to, you know, hopefully a special season.
Absolutely. And talking of special seasons as well, two players who've been nominated for Player of the Month, Jess Park and Gabby George, along with manager Brian Sorensen, who's been nominated for Manager of the Month. I think that's a testament to just how well the team are playing. But again, I mean, it's so difficult to pick out individuals. It's such a collective group and such a strong collective group. It's not just even the players who are starting every week. For instance, Sarah Holmgaard has just come in. She's played the last two games. She's come off the bench the last two games and she's looked fantastic, hasn't she? She's slotted right in with her twin sister, Karen. Those two are characters, aren't they, by the way? Those two have got some fight and some battle about them.
I love the twins. I absolutely love the Holmgaard twins. And I think every Evertonian will feel the same. Like, as you said, you know, some of the tackles, but they win the ball, but they go hard. I mean, I was walking alongside the pitch the other day and Karen was went flying into Sissoko of West Ham. And I just thought, that's what Evertonians love to see. But she gets the ball. You can't take that away from her. Old school, tough tackling.
Yeah.
But very, very gifted players as well. Absolute gems. And the fact Brian's brought them. And, you know, every single player we've recruited, whether that's on a permanent or on loan, has added to this squad. And that's so fantastic to see. And, you know, as you say, it's not just the starting 11 every week. The substitutes that Brian makes always make an impact. You're never too certain of what the starting 11 is going to be because we've got so much talent. And this is, you know, we've been without the likes of Stenovic has now come back, which is fantastic. Another great player, so young as well. Another one of the new signings. But we've been without Katrine Vaier as well, who, you know, was one of the best players across the entire league, I think, for the first half of that season. So it just shows what, you know, we've got abundance of talent in this squad. And that is something that I think will carry us far as well.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And talking about top talent as well, you know, we want to talk all day about Brian's incredible signings, a lot of the new players who've turned up this season. But another player who I've got to give a special mention to as well is Megan Finnegan, player of the match performance last week against West Ham. Obviously topped it off with our second goal. Again, if anyone wants to check out the official website, you did an interview with Meg. After it, she seems full of confidence at the moment, and it's certainly great to see her back in the side after injury. Obviously came on the second half against Reading, but it was great to see her get another start. Meg just seems to go from strength to strength, doesn't she? I even think that even during tough times, again, we don't want to dwell on it, but tough times last season, Meg was still a very consistent and very constant player on our side. But this season, again, she seems to be really flourishing under Brian Sorensen, doesn't she, in terms of the style that we're playing, the type of football I think suits her. But also, she's just got that little bit of leadership as well. Still only relatively young player as well. But having said that, with us being one of the youngest teams in the league, she's kind of a bit of an old head as well at the same time, isn't she? She's been around the club for so long, and you know, we've us supporters, we make note of that in one of our songs for her. when we say about, you know, you've been here forever, we will never forget. But and talking about the fans as well, Sarah, I mean, I really feel like we're getting like a really good bit of momentum now with our little singing section and other people joining in. What's it been like for you from sort of like the other end? Because you tend to be behind the goal, don't you?
Yeah. Do you know what, Pete? Firstly, to touch on Meg, I think everything you said is absolutely spot on. And imagine how I felt this season being 30 years of age around all, like, we've got the youngest squad. This is the first season where I've really started to feel like the mother, do you know what I mean? Like, but no, she's incredible. I think, you know, a special shout for her and Gabby George, really.
Yeah,
they've been two of the most consistent defenders in the entire WSL, I'd say, for the last few seasons. And it's great to see Gabby getting recognised in the Player of the Month nominations as well. I think she could have been up for that a few times, and I'd throw Meg into the mix as well there. So it's great to see that. And yeah, it's great to see all these players that have come in with Brian, but also that core of, you know, our own that have come through and been with us for years. It's a really, really nice blend. And absolutely delighted for Meg, as you said, to come back from injury and score the header. I had to give her a kiss on the head, didn't I, after the game?
I noticed that.
Kiss the lucky head, yeah. But no, we absolutely love Meg. She's a belter. And, you know, the singing section, I love it. I was humbled and equally mortified in the Reading game, and I'd walk past to you all erupting into singing for me, and it makes me feel like a superstar, but I'm also so embarrassed. And I'm like, but no, the girls will say every week, and even in training, I was talking to Chris Roberts as well about it. They just love it. It's incredible. Even shouts like, the lino is a cop. I like, love all that. Like, I can't say that, but it's just funny. It's just good energy. And I think everyone, home and away fans, come to Walton Hall Park and have a really good time. And that's largely to do with, you know, the chants and all that kind of stuff going on. So you're doing an incredible job, and it's definitely impacting the results on the pitch as well.
Yeah, and I think that's the other thing as well. We wanted to make sure that knowing that we had those tough run of fixtures out of the way, and we had a couple, you know, had some home games on the bounce, we wanted to make sure that we really took advantage of that, both the team, but also the supporters. We want to, you know, we're enjoying ourselves as well, because we're watching such incredible football. It's so great. I mean, what's the thing, you know, the Everton song, which is all for one, one for all. Everton's the team that play beautiful football. Well, we're seeing it in person. Yeah. It's just incredible to see, and you can see that energy from the players, and it's what the fans respond to. We're trying to encourage them, but at the same time they've given us so much to shout about and so much to cheer about, and we want to make sure that the players know we appreciate it. So it's great to be part of. Again, I'd encourage anyone to get down, and anyone who comes to Old Moor Park as well. We tend to be at the back of the, you know, at the back of the stand in the sort of far, if you're looking at the stand, the far right hand corner, you won't miss us. We've got a big drum. But yeah. Anyone is welcome to come and join us. If you, as long as your ears can cope, and anyone is more than welcome to come and join. And we've, you know, there's the song box there as well. I think that was another important thing as well. It was great for Fee and Meg to get those sorted. Because it was, I mean, we had tried a lot, haven't we? You know, since back in the Southport days when we were going. Certainly me and you were never quiet, were we? But it sometimes felt that we were a bit like sort of not on our own, but it was difficult to try and sort of
we'll start sing to... on our own. Yeah.
Literally though. And it was like, I remember being like by the press box and you had like commentators and everything around us, and we're like, Everton. And it was like and we were like, what? Yeah, anyway, but we were I'll tell you what we do need an appearance from Sarah Halpin. So if anyone from the club is listening, I'd like to make a request from the singing section that Sarah Halpin joins us for a game. Oh, and Joe as well. Listen, Joe as well. Joe Gaskell. Yeah.
Get me and Joe in, and I'm telling you, it's game over for the opposition. It's bad enough for people who have to sit anywhere near me or stand anywhere near me during the games, but I do find myself wandering towards that. Do you know what? On tomorrow, I'm doing it. I'm Brilliant. In the singing section. I'm in the singing section. That's what's happening. Let's have it.
Well, I'm not being funny, but you know, for all your content as well, your match day content, you want to be in the thick of it, don't you? You want to be in the thick
always.
Of it. Always. And Joanne That's Gaskell, if you're listening. Yeah.
Me and Gaskell, get us in. Gaskell the rascal.
But you and Gaskell the rascal, you've actually been coming up with some belter chants as well, because it's funny because we're obviously sort of, I mean, me and you, we're always going back and forward with chants, aren't we? And then your Amy as well throws in with some as well, and Joanne. And it's funny because when you two go away, like when you're in the car, obviously there's not a lot to do in like, you know, a 4-hour journey, but you'll just like randomly send me a video of you and Joe singing away or like a little voice note, and it's grand, and they catch on quick, don't they?
Oh, they do. I'll tell you what it is, right? After home games, usually me and Joe will come and we'll have a debrief, talk about the game, have our food, whatever, and we'll have a cup of tea and the magic just happens. They'll just come to us and you're like, let's have it. We are basically like the Beatles, do you know what I mean?
I'm definitely not Ringo though. No.
No one is.
Me and you, McCartney and Lennon. George Harrison, I'll tell you what though, George Harrison underrated Beatles. So Joe, you're George Harrison. Joe's the George Harrison, okay.
Done.
There we go. Very good solo stuff as well, I'm sure. Yeah. I say I'm showing my age. We were from years before I was born, but still.
Belters though, mate. Do you know what I mean?
Belters, mate.
I can't wait for Joe to listen to this podcast. She's going to be laughing her head off. Yeah,
I hope she is listening, because like I say, Joe, you've been, it's a public call out this. You are coming to the singing section tomorrow against Birmingham. And looking forward to tomorrow as well. You know, the FA Cup, such a special, special competition. Unfortunately, when we got to the final a couple of years ago, it was during lockdown. Us supporters weren't able to go, but you were there yourself, and it was. And for me, you know, just to sort of touch on that, because it's a nice memory. It was lovely for us as a supporters club to know that you were there. And I remember what we were on like a live video, where it was like a live video feed to the tunnel as the players were coming in off the coach. And obviously there's like, there must have been like a screen with all our faces on it, you know, like a Zoom sort of thing with all the faces on the screen. And we could hear you as the coach pulled up. The first thing we heard was you in the background. And I think I texted you going like, don't swear, we can hear you. Yeah,
because I didn't know, like, mic'd up. Did yeah. I the screen. I could see the screen when I come in. But this
You're like, oh, hello.
Yeah, I was like, there's my mates. Like, buzzing. That really gave me a boost because it was the weirdest, surrealist thing to be playing. Well, I wasn't playing, obviously, but to be watching Everton playing an FA Cup final at Wembley Stadium, this 90,000 seater stadium, but there'd be no fans there. It was bittersweet. It was great to be at the final, but it felt empty without the fans. So just seeing like your faces on that screen coming in, I felt really happy to see that. And I know that it gave the girls a boost as well. And, you know, obviously, such a bittersweet again day because the girls performed incredibly well, but sadly just came short with City scoring in extra time after the 1-1. So yeah, it was a great day that, but wouldn't we love to get there again, but this time with all of us there.
Oh, absolutely. And our journey starts tomorrow against Birmingham. Another home game, another huge game as well. We can't take Birmingham lightly though, because you know they're flying in the Championship at the moment. They're one of the favourites to get promoted. We know that they've always had a really strong side, Birmingham. They were sort of flirting with relegation for a few years and finally succumbed, but they're looking really strong this season again, aren't they? So it's going to be a tough test, but the FA Cup and Everton, it doesn't matter how long we go without winning it. We're always gonna have a special. It's always gonna have a special place in our heart. So, really looking forward to tomorrow. Do you think that Brian will be taking this competition seriously? But do you reckon we can expect a few changes, a bit of rotation in the squad, or will he go with his strongest 11?
I wouldn't be too surprised to see a little bit of rotation, to be honest. Just to, you know, maybe manage a couple of players' time and stuff on pitch, and also give maybe a couple of players that haven't started recent games an opportunity to start. And that wouldn't be, you know, not even taking it seriously, because I don't think we've got a starting 11 that's, you know, weaker, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think absolutely.
Whoever Brian puts out as a supporter, I'm going to look at the team and go, yeah, well, happy with that, you know. And that says it all about the strength that we've got. But I wouldn't be surprised to see a few changes. I think it's definitely a competition that we're going to take very, very seriously. And Birmingham won't be an easy tie at all. They'll be really, really up for this fixture. You know, it's the FA Cup, and on form and on league positions, etc. Of course, Everton will be favourites going into this. But we can't have the mentality of, yeah, we're going to win, because those are the times that, you know, these fixtures can be a banana skin. And, you know, I think it will be a tough game, but I'm hoping that we'll follow how we've done in recent weeks and try and score a few goals as well, because it's been great to be celebrating so many goals and give the fans something to cheer. So, yeah, tough game, but I think a few changes in there and hopefully another Everton win into the next round.
Absolutely. And I think absolutely spot on there as well about the squad. You know, when you talk about squad rotation, there's because of the quality in that side and because of the options that we have in all positions, it's really tough to actually even pick out what would be our preferred starting 11, because I just think whoever comes in at the moment, there's no one who would weaken the side, if you like. There's no one who you'd think, well, you know, they're still adapting or anything like that. All the players seem to be flying, and a player who's obviously come into a new league, a player who Brian's brought in with him, Claire Wheeler, she's now signed on a permanent deal as well. She started last week. Another player who you can see she's growing with confidence every game, Katja Snoys as well. It's been great to see Katja getting on the score sheet, and you can see the confidence that it breeds, and Katja now looks like she's on cloud nine, isn't she? She's really starting to get some fantastic performances together. And going back to the supporters, if you like, I think that reflects in how many times you heard us singing Katja's name last weekend and the last few weeks. Again, another song that you came up with, by the way. just throwing that out there.
On Katja, she needed a song or two, she's an absolute belter.
She is, isn't she? But again, I just think that it was such a tough, because of that tough run of fixtures, it was really hard for her to sort of build up the momentum. And I think when you're a goal scorer, she is just an all-out goal scorer, isn't she? You can tell her instinctive finishes. And the two goals that she's got against Spurs and against Reading, both goals, very instinctive, great runs into the box. You know, in particular, I was really impressed with the one against Reading, the early goal. Because again, it was just that lovely little run to the front post, and that sort of instinct for a striker, you can't teach that. It's not something that like you can say to a kid, do you know what I mean? There's got to be a level of instinct, like that killer instinct, and she definitely has that, and certainly with anyone like that, they need the confidence of goals, and to see that sort of coming together now, I'm so delighted for her. And yeah, again, like all the players who've joined this season, they look like they've been part of the setup for ages, don't they?
Absolutely. And like you've just mentioned there, Claire Wheeler, obviously it's really great news that we managed to make her loan a permanent deal. And you hit the nail on the head with her. I think she's improving in every game. And, you know, for quite physically a small player, she is half tough and gets stuck in. And I feel that she's been getting more and more stuck in week by week, and also just the loveliest person as well. She's great, Claire, which fits into what you say about, you know, the people that have come in. I think the personalities as well as the talent are equally as impressive, and all that really, really does matter as well. But yeah, in terms of the physicality of the league and things like that, yeah, the players are really surprised me how quick they're kind of getting up to scratch with that. Yeah. And you can see by every game, they're learning how to deal with the physicality more and more. And Katia as well, wow. I mean, her finishing, I think in shooting drills and stuff, just a joy to watch, you know. And in training, she's so sharp and so precise, and, you know, that instinct, as you said. And I think now that she's, you know, we spoke about it a few weeks ago, she got that one against Sheffield United in the Conti Cup, and that broke the seal. But then to get the goal against Spurs in the league and then follow that up with the one against Reading, I think psychologically as a striker, you want to be putting that ball in the back of the net. And it's not all 100% about scoring the goals. She has been impacting the game in a positive way. Again, the example of that West Ham. She didn't get on the score sheet, but she had a fantastic game. Caused West Ham all kinds of problems. But once you get them goals, you know, I think it's clear to see, excuse me, now that Katia's confidence is sky high, and that can only impact us in a positive way and hopefully result in more goals for the Blues.
Absolutely. And again, you know, she's having the impact on the game when she's not scoring, like you said, and the amount of effort and energy that she puts into the game. It is something that Evertonians respond to, and it's, you know, that's what we want to see. We want to see, you know, fight, grit, determination, but also class. I think it's one of those things, isn't it, with Evertonians. We're not that hard to figure out. All you have to do, you show us fight and heart and all of those qualities, and we'll back you, and we'll love you for it. And I feel like every single player in that side has those qualities. You know, in the words of Avril Lavigne, why'd you have to go and make things so complicated? You know, it's not that complicated to be able to get Evertonians on side. And I think these players are showing all that heart, all that spirit, the spirit of the Blues that we sing so proudly about. These players are showing that in abundance now. And it's just a joy to watch. And again, it's something that's really picked me up as an Evertonian. You know, we don't want to go into it, but it's been tough. You know, these last few months, few weeks. But these girls, I can't understate just how much of a positive impact they've had on me personally. In terms of just picking me up and making me proud to be an Evertonian. You know, again, I just a thank you to them, and long may it continue. And hopefully. Yeah. We can continue that tomorrow against Birmingham.
Absolutely, Pete. Spot on. I think, you know, I felt the same. It's hard, you know, with everything that's going on around the men's team. We know that the team isn't in a position that we want to be. There's a lot going on around the club, and it does get you down. It does affect you. It does make you worry a little bit. And I think, you know, hopefully all them sort of side of things start to turn around. But to have the women's team absolutely flying as they are, I think it just gives you that sort of leisure life, you know, on a Sunday morning when you might be feeling a bit groggy and down with stuff. You know, you get to Waltonhall Park and you see an incredible Everton performance. You see 11 players plus, you know, the whole squad, whoever's playing, come on and just give it a proper Everton performance. And, you know, more often than not now, we're leaving with 3 points. And yeah, it's just a joy. And as you say, long may that continue. I think, you know, tomorrow's game is massive. We really want to win that. We really want to have a good cup run. But then following that as well, it's a really, really tasty one, because we'll have Manchester United in the league away. And I feel like that's a really good gauge to see where we're at as well. Obviously, Manchester United, a very, very good side. One of the favourites to secure Champions League this season. And as I said earlier in the podcast, I think the one performance really this season where we've kind of gone, now we've not been at our best, was Manchester United at home. So in the league, so it'd be really great to try and get a positive result at Lee as well, following the FA Cup. So long may it continue, the high flying Toffees.
is right. And that's it. We've, you know, Man United away, Villa at home, that'll be another tasty one. Leicester away, and then the Merseyside derby on the 26th of March. To be confirmed. I would love to think that we'd be playing that at Goodison Park, by the way, because we played the other one at Anfield. I'd love to think that we'd be going to the grand old lady for that game, so that we can show those tricky Reds what a proper derby atmosphere is all about.
The tricky Reds.
Yeah, exactly.
Mate. You know, exactly that. I think if it is to be played at Goodison Park, that's what I'd love to see. I'd love to see more and more games for Everton women being played at Goodison Park, especially given that the stadium isn't going to be here for too much longer. We sell out Waltonhall Park every single week now. So I think, you know, the fans will come. The Evertonians will flock to watch the girls. And I think we'd you know, do a good job at selling a lot of tickets and filling a lot of seats at Goodison. So like you, I really hope that is the case. And, you know, it'd be great for some of our girls to get a taste that haven't maybe played at Goodison. We've had a few games at Goodison, one of which FA Cup a couple of seasons ago that led us on the road to Wembley. We beat Chelsea 2-1. That was absolutely unreal. Again, though, COVID times. So it was without fans. So yeah, to get a packed out Goodison Park for a derby, let's manifest that, because that would just be an absolute delight.
Absolutely. And our journey in the FA Cup starts tomorrow against Birmingham. If anyone hasn't got your tickets yet, get down to Waltonhall Park. Get on the Everton website. If you're a season ticket holder, the ticket price is reduced, I think, to £2 or £4. Either or, have a look on the website and get down to Waltonhall Park to support this incredible, incredible team. Sarah, thank you so much. I will be seeing you tomorrow. And don't forget that you and Joanne Gaskell, are you listening? You're in our singing section tomorrow.
Oh, mate, it's done. I'm already there. Do you know what I mean? I'm already there. I'm ready.
It's right. Get those vocal cords warmed up and up the Toffees.
Up the Toffees.
Sports Social Podcast Network.